What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Sheeran there and Perfect. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Shortly, I'm going to be talking to Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing. But first... You are on 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike, and a very good morning and welcome to the studio, Adrian Munro.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
You are back. It's good to have you back. Good chatting with you.
And every fortnight comes around really quickly, but I love coming in, love seeing the 98.5 team and speaking to the family and, you know, trying to help people where we can.
And sharing some wisdom.
Yeah, well, look, it's, you know, what I think I share is actually really common sense. I don't think I'm a great... font of all knowledge, or particularly, you know, it's to trying to help people work through. And I think people, when they hear it, think intuitively, yeah, I can do that. It's common sense.
Yeah, so, good.
But sometimes we just need someone to point out what is really common sense and what we know we can do.
And keep talking about it.
Exactly. That's the main thing. Yeah.
Now, we're going to be chatting about how managers or employers, I guess, depending on what your title is, can promote and facilitate a mentally healthy workplace. A lot are still learning.
Yes.
Fair to say?
Absolutely. So I guess, it all starts with who you bring into your organisation, and it starts with recruitment. And you don't have to read very far at the moment to realise we're in a skills shortage in WA for a whole range of reasons. And it's not easy recruiting staff, and it's very tempting for employers just to think, well, look, I just need to fill a spot and it's going to get anybody. But if you look at having a mentally healthy workplace, part of that flows from a cohesive team and people who work well together. And I think historically we've looked at employing people who can do the job. They can do the task.
Yeah.
They can tick the boxes. They can perform. They can deliver.
You'll do. That's it.
Yeah.
You're employed.
We don't often think about the personality and the people and the fit. And that's not to say, well, we're judging people on, you know, their characteristics. It's about every workplace has a team and a feel and a fit and a values. Mm-hmm. And you need to have people who fit with your team and your values and the way that your team works. So... you know, we talk about it can be really hard to fit a square peg in a round hole. Well, sometimes if you're employing people who are just not a good fit for your team, and that's not a criticism of your team or the person, but I think people know what it is to get people who are a fit, you know, good chemistry for the team. If it's not a good fit with the people and the values, chances are it's not going to be an enjoyable place, and it's not going to be a place that promotes good mental health and well-being of the individual coming in or the other team members.
And those things you cannot put on a resume.
Exactly.
You
and it's hard to measure them and detect them.
It's interesting you say that, actually, Adrian, because a few weeks ago, last week or the week before, lost track of time, I talked to Nick Marvin, who's in the HR space world, and he's in recruitment. He said exactly what you said. It's most important.
Yeah.
Not only are the skills, but they're getting the right fit. So this interesting talking to you about it, coming from a completely different angle, but saying the same thing.
Mm.
It's so important to get
and
the right
person.
And
you need people who have... the skills to pick up. So I know when I'm interviewing staff, my mind just looks at, can they do the job? And I always interview with a female of an older generation than me, because I think they've got people with more life experience, but people with really good soft skills who are really good at saying, you know, I think they'll be a good fit and a good alignment for our organization and our values. And so you need to recognize your own, you know, because we view everything through a lens, you know, of what we consider important, often subconsciously. And for me, it was about saying, look, I'm not necessarily the best person at picking who's a good fit, but I need to get people who can do that. Because often we think, oh, I'm excellent at recruiting. I can look at all this in an interview. Whereas we've all got limitations.
That's right. Finding those blind spots.
Exactly.
So do you find that person that's in there with you on that, I guess, panel, if you like?
Yeah.
Is she pointing out things that you just were not even...
never noticed.
Didn't even realise.
It's like, oh, well, we're even in the same interview. but this is... you need people. And I've got some ladies who I work with, who I worked with for many years, who are absolutely fantastic in interviews and excellent soft skills and really perceptive about knowing who will work with the team. And obviously, people need to be able to do the function of the role. But when I do recruitment, I'm looking at a holistic view of, can they do the job, but will they fit? And I just recognise I've got limitations. So... Why not just get people who are fantastic at it?
Trust that female voice, hey?
Exactly.
It's a bit like we trust our wives, whatever they say.
Exactly.
You know what? They're generally pretty
well. Look, we're all
on.
Different. We've all got different strengths. We need to work together.
Adrian, yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike. Back after this one. Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Stick around this hour because coming up is your chance to win a family pass to station sponsor Carnival Fever for some school holiday fun. Bring the family to Hillary's Boat Harbour from the 25th of September. See more at carnivalfever.com.au. Adrian is Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeings in the studio. We've been talking about managers, employers promoting and facilitating mentally healthy workplaces. Recruitment, you just mentioned, was so important.
Yeah, real
not
big
so
one.
Much to get. Can you tell me, Adrian, would you employ someone stronger on the cultural fit with less skills over someone with more skills and not so much hesitancy about the fit?
Well, especially if they are skills that we can teach. So it is very difficult to teach soft skills and, you know, social and emotional intelligence. Very, very hard to teach that. But much easier to teach how to read a profit loss statement, how to, you know, manage this process, how to do your monthly report. Those things are teachable. Okay. So that's what I really focus on, is what skills do they have that are not teachable? And that is often the soft skills and the fit and the values alignment.
We've also spoken about, not with you, but previously with, just thinking of this whole recruitment thing, about the importance of retaining. It's difficult to retain staff now. You've employed them, you've got the right fit, then what?
Yeah, well,
how do you keep them?
Because often managers and employers think, well, I'm going to get the most productivity out of these staff. And the old school thinking is they are an asset or a commodity to get lots of value out of and work out of. And obviously, people need to run a business. I'm realistic of that. But the irony is that the way you get the best productivity out of staff is when they are happy, when they feel trusted and respected and valued. And the way that you can do that is saying, well, they are not commodities and assets. They are human beings. They are people. And my number one responsibility is to care for these people and create an environment where they can thrive and feel valued and trusted and that they can do great work. And that is the environment where you get the best work out of staff. It's a kind of counterintuitive, but if you care for people and create an environment where they can thrive and do their best work, that's when you get the most productivity, not by focusing on getting lots of productivity.
Some may not agree with you. I reckon there'd be some people go, well, no, I'm the employer. I'm the boss. I pay you to do a job, Adrian. So just get on with it.
See, I'm not for a moment saying that we're just going to be having group hugs every morning and you know, there's no pressure, no expectation. I'm not saying that. I know that people have to run a business. They have to pay their bills. And if staff don't perform, then you can't run a viable business. I'm realistic on that. But you have to balance it by staff will perform best. The research is clear. When staff feel valued and trusted and respected, that is when you'll get the best work out of them, because they'll be showing initiative, they'll be proactive, they'll be going above and beyond. Because if, you know, when people, bosses say, well, you know, just I wish my staff would go the extra mile. Well, if you go the extra mile for them, they will do that for you. But they won't do that first, very likely, because they want to know that it's an environment where they're valued and they're trusted. So I would be putting out the challenge to employers, what are you doing to proactively show to your staff that you value them and you trust them? What are you doing to go the extra mile to make them feel valued and respected and such a valuable asset that they are?
And has an impact on mental health in the workplace, right?
Exactly. I mean, it has a huge impact on that. And I mean, that's where people feel, especially as going back to the first point of alignment, that's when people feel really they're in a great place, and then that's when people stay in an organisation. And for Richmond Wellbeing, we exist wholly and solely to serve the community. And if we look at, we've got many staff who have been there for many, many years because they love the values alignment of serving the community. And obviously, we've got to pay our bills, we've got to have governance and compliance and all these sorts of things which are important. But the focus of us and what attracts people to our organisation is people with a heart to serve the community and care for people who need care and support in what is often their lowest time. When people come to Richmond, it's for many of them, it's the lowest ebb in their life. And so that's what we look for, is people who have that caring nature. Now, sometimes it backfires because our staff give and give and give, and we need to make sure they don't get burned out because they're so giving. But For us, it's about having the values alignment of people who are here to care for the community and serve them. And if I can create an environment where they feel trusted and respected and like they can just do their great work of caring, because that's what the staff say, Adrian, I just want to be able to come to work, use my skills to care for people in the community. That's really all I need to do. And if I do that, that's when we get great productivity, because happy, healthy staff of highly productive and highly engaged staff.
We'll take a break, Adrian. We'll come back and wrap up. Do you have morning tea from time to time? Have you scones and scones?
Oh, yeah, we love morning teas. I love the morning tea. Often I'll come home, my wife will say, you didn't eat your lunch? Oh, we had some lunch today. I had some morning tea hanging around. So
back after this. Daigle, great voice there. Hold on to me. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing is in the studio. We've been chatting about, we've been focusing on more about recruitment, but the impact that can have on staff, in particular mental health in the workplace, and the happier.
Absolutely. Happy staff. Stay at your organisation longer.
They feel better.
Yep.
Love
much
what they
more
do.
Productive. Organisations run much better.
We've got to work hard, don't we? We've got to do that, go that extra mile, as you were talking about earlier, with our staff, if you're in a supervisor, manager, or an employer.
Mm. So I guess as a family would know, I love to finish with a challenge, because there's not much point in us having a talk if it doesn't lead to any change. So obviously we've just had Are You Okay Day, which is great, but it's only one day of the year. So my challenge is for all of the employers out there. Mental Health Week is coming up, starts the Saturday the 9th of October is the start, and it runs for the whole week. I'm putting the challenge out there for every workplace to have a day where they celebrate mental health. And say, for Mental Health Week, we're going to have a day where we focus again on the mental health and well-being of the workplace. And just have a morning tea for your staff, just to say, I value you, I thank you for the work that you do, and I want to make this place a mentally healthy workplace. Because if you haven't, because often the people would say, well, what's the first step? I've heard this and it's inspiring and I want to make a difference. What's the first step? Well, the first step is actually saying to your staff, this matters to me. And if you have a morning tea, let's say it's Mental Health Week, mental health is really important. And that's how you start to put it on the radar of staff, because you can't just come out of nowhere and say, I want to have some feedback on how we make a mentally healthy workplace. If that's the first time the staff have seen it. So Mental Health Week is a great opportunity to say, as an employer, as your manager, I'm now having a much greater focus on your mental health and well-being, and we're going to have a morning tea to get the conversation rolling. Now, that's just a starting point. You've got to do it consistently and repeatedly. But what better opportunity than Mental Health Week?
So good, Adrian. We are out of time. We'll see you after these school holidays.
Yes.
And that first week back actually is Mental Health Week.
Correct, yeah.
So enjoy.
Biggest week of the year for me. It's like Christmas.
It's, yeah, of course. School holidays coming up?
Yeah.
You go having a break? What are you up to?
Yes, well, I'm going to Denmark for a week with the family.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be really good. And then have a week around the house doing lots of odd jobs and things, which I'm really looking forward to. Being outside, doing a bit of work, because I'm in the office. You know, it's great to get outside and do some work and do things. So.
That is good for your mental health, right?
Oh, so good.
I love it. Adrian, we'll catch up after school holidays.
Look forward to it.
My guest in the studio this morning has been Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing, and we'll catch up with Adrian first week back after school holidays. You are on 98.5. Stick around, because I've got a family pass to give away real soon.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.